the game I want to play with you is real outrage or fake outrage. I have two stories today about situations where people are outraged. This is not okay. And I'm going to tell you what those are. And you tell me if you think, yeah, that's legit. Like, that's something to be mad about. Or, nah, that might be fake outrage. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. So here's the first story. The bus system in London are those big red double-decker buses. You've seen those, right?
Yep.
Okay. So there's an ad campaign for a TV show called Naked Attraction. And it's really upsetting people. The ads are these big giant signs on the side of the buses with arrows pointing to people in their seats. So you know how you can see people through the window?
Mm-hmm.
So they're pointing to people in their seats. And it's one of them says, loves Naked Attraction. Another one says, hates Naked Attraction. Another one says, loves being naked. So a woman in marketing named Tracy King called attention to these ads, and she tweeted a tweet that went viral. It has like ridiculous amounts of like thousands of retweets and comments and likes, and it's completely gone viral. Here's what she wrote. What the hell is this creepy bus ad? You can't just label non-consenting passengers like that. Does Channel 4 not know how many sexual assaults take place on buses?
Oh, God. Okay.
What do you think? Real outrage? Fake outrage?
I think she's really outraged, but...
No, not her. Everybody. This is...
Oh, everybody? No, come
on. This has gone viral. Like, there's literally just thousands of comments.
It's just a brilliant ad. Hey, you got people talking. I mean, good for them. How many bus billboards nobody talks about? So this did a good job. They thought outside the box. So I love that.
I think real outrage. Here's why. She makes a good point that they do have a problem with people being assaulted, sexually assaulted, women being sexually assaulted on buses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing if you want to make a joke and the person consents to being the butt of the joke. But one of the big issues is the one that points to loves being naked is the top front of the bus where children tend to sit. And a mom was very upset because her kids sat there and somebody took a picture and there was her little like 8-year-old girl.
8-year-olds love to be naked though.
It said loves being naked.
They love being naked. Kids love it.
I know, but she did not consent to allow her child to be part of that ad campaign. And now her kid is part of the ad campaign. And they have probably worse problems than we do. Like pedophiles are all over the world, obviously, mm-hmm. but they have a very big problem with it. Specifically in London, and they have had assaults of children on buses. So it really triggered a lot of people. And it's one thing to have an ad that is just like, you know, loves fruit juice, you know, drinks milk. That's mm-hmm. different. When you're specifically talking about sexualizing children, loves being naked, hates being naked, loves Naked Attraction, that's crossing a line. So I think that's legit. I'm with the people in London who are upset about this. And if you look at the comments, nobody is standing up for Channel 4. And okay. Channel 4 issued an apology as well. And the bus company issued an apology, London Transit. So everyone was like, oh, we didn't like our bad. We didn't think of it like that. You guys are right.
After they got on the bus, did they put the boards up? Or were the boards there when they got on the bus? Could you not see the advertisement when you got on the bus and said, maybe I don't want to sit in that seat because it says I love being naked?
Well, here's the thing. So I don't know when the last time you were in London, but specifically where these buses are in London. So it's very crowded and you just wait at a bus stop and the bus pulls up. You don't see the ads. All you see is the front door of the bus and people just pile on. Especially during rush hour. So and even in New York, I couldn't even tell you what's on the side of a bus. And I ride buses here all the time. I don't stop and read the side of the bus and then get on the bus. I wait at the stop. The bus pulls up, the door opens, and I jump on. So I think most people just jump on a bus. They don't look back and look around. So there's really no way to see what's on the bus and then get on the bus.
I will never be in London, so I don't have to worry about that because I would yell at people with their stupid accents the whole time.
Yeah, you probably would. You don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's story number one.
Okay.
Of that one. That one I think is real outrage. They're legit. It doesn't mean that this one is fake outrage. This one I'm really interested to see what you have to say. So, did you see this whole controversy with Sarah Paulson going on today?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Do you watch American Horror Story?
Yes.
Okay. Sarah Paulson is one of the main actors on all the American Horror Stories. She was also Nurse Ratched in Ratched. You know, she has worked with Ryan Murphy and pretty much everything he's done. So he has the American Horror Story stuff.
Oh,
and he
I know
also
who
has, yeah, you know who she is. He also has this series called American Crime Story, where she played Marcia Clark in the O.J. Simpson one, and she won an Emmy for that.
Mm-hmm.
So now Sarah Paulson she's been nominated 47 times for Emmys and Golden Globes. Ryan Murphy now has this series, American Crime Story. And like I said, she played Marcia Clark in the O.J. Simpson one. He's doing another one about the Bill Clinton impeachment, American Crime Story impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Monica Lewinsky one. So Sarah Paulson is in it. She's playing Linda Tripp. Now, Sarah Paulson is probably about 110 pounds soaking wet. You know, she tried to put on weight for this role because Linda Tripp was about 170 pounds. So she tried to put on weight, but she couldn't get up enough. She couldn't get there. So they made the choice for her to wear a fat suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, don't say the word fat suit. Don't say the word fat and suit in one sentence, because now you have triggered everybody. People were calling her fat phobic. They were shaming her for wearing a fat suit for this role. People started calling Hollywood to hire more fat. People started calling for Hollywood to hire more fat actors to play fat people. And let me just also interject. Beanie Feldstein, who is Jonah Hill's sister, who was always a larger sized person, is playing Monica Lewinsky, who is also not thin. So they did hire somebody who is a little larger to play Monica Lewinsky. She's about the same size as Monica Lewinsky. So it makes perfect. They're okay with that. Okay. Even though, let me just also say that Beanie Feldstein just lost about 50 pounds herself, but mm-hmm. that's neither here nor there. There was an article written in Refinery 29 called "Dear Hollywood, Can You Please Just Hire Actual Fat People to Play Fat Characters?" That launched all of this controversy. So before I get into the specifics of this article, which will really tick you off, and what Sarah Paulson's response was, is this a real controversy or a fake controversy?
100% real, and it's insane because it drives me crazy. You just want the best actor to play the part.
No, that makes it a fake controversy. That makes it fake outrage. Here's what Sarah Paulson said, and just after she apologized, okay, she went crazy, like friggin' apologizing and saying, you know, she's sorry if she offended anyone, and she said any commentary that she says is going to be seen as an excuse. But then she said this: to suggest that any actor called upon to play this part would only have to offer their physical self is a real reduction of the offering an actor has to make. I would like to believe that there is something in my being that makes me right to play this part specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's saying is, yeah, you can certainly hire somebody who's 170 pounds, but are they going to be a good enough actor? Are you hiring them just because they're right, a larger size? No, you hire the best actor. And I'd like to think that I was hired for this because I'm the best actor for the role. And if they specifically hired somebody just because they were a person of size, that's not the reason. That's not how Hollywood works.
Yeah, they probably wrote this part with her in mind.
100%. This is Ryan Murphy. I mean, right. Ryan Murphy doesn't do anything without Sarah Paulson. And so here's the thing that I thought was really interesting about this article that I just told you about, the Refinery 29 article that got everybody upset. Here's a quote from the article. Hollywood has long had a poor reputation for when it comes to problematic representation for fat people. That's true. I agree with that. Then she says, often these characters are pigeonholed into villainous or comedic side roles. a character trope that Rebel Wilson and Melissa McCarthy are surely familiar with. Okay, I'm sorry. Rebel Wilson and Melissa McCarthy just famously lost 70 pounds apiece. So probably not your best example for people that are doing the body positivity thing, because both of them clearly were not happy with their size and went and lost 70 pounds each. So not your best examples. Then she says, even worse is the entertainment industry's adoption of the dreaded fat suit. Okay, I can go with that. Then as an example, she says, offenders include Mike Myers as a
fat bastard
in Austin Powers series. I'm sorry, that's 1997, 1999, and 2002, respectively. Fat bastard is where you're going with this? Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow as Rosemary in Shallow Hal. That was 2001. Can you give me something a little more recent?
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes with, and Chris Hemsworth as a version of Thor who, quote, let himself go.
That was part of the plot of this movie.
Exactly. If that's the best you can do as your example for more current 2019, which is when Avengers Endgame was, you cannot use Fat Bastard and Shallow Hal as your example of the fat suits, because I think Hollywood has learned their lesson and no longer uses fat suits. And how about this? You ever hear of Lena Dunham? She was in a little show for HBO called Girls. It ran for 6 seasons. It won tons of Emmys and Golden Globes. And she wasn't the fat girl. She was just a girl in Girls. Right. Okay. Same thing with Aidy Bryant in Shrill on Hulu, which is on Hulu right now. Here's something current. She is not playing the fat girl in Shrill. She's just playing the lead. Okay. She's not the comedic relief. She's a real actor. Chrissy Metz in This Is Us. She's not playing the fat sister. She's just the sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's just playing the sister. So if you're going to make an argument for how Hollywood has not embraced women of size, maybe just give me some examples that are more current and not from 1997. That's all I'm asking.